We'll just share the agenda. Can everyone see that? Perfect. Thank you. Awesome. So, welcome. My name's Alyssa Gamble. I am the Moderate Income Housing Program Manager with the Department of Workforce Services Housing and Community Development Division. I also support our division and the Office of Homeless Services with completing the annual action plan, consolidated plan, and the CAPER every year for some of our HUD-funded programs. we are a small enough group. I think it would be helpful if we could just go around really quickly and have everyone introduce themselves. Jen Domenici, will you start? Maybe.
Sorry, Alyssa, I thought you were going to call on people. I'll start. Jennifer Domenici, I'm one of the assistant directors in the Housing and Community Development Division for the Department of Workforce Services.
Thanks. Becky?
I'm Becky Jorgensen. I'm an auditor with internal auditor with the Department of Workforce Services. I have an upcoming audit where I'm looking at housing trust fund home. Housing Trust Fund, excuse me, HTF. And so I just wanted to get an idea of what this type of meeting looks like.
Awesome. Thank you. Jen Edwards.
I'm Jennifer Edwards. I am the other assistant director here in Housing and Community Development at Workforce Services.
Kylie?
Sure. Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Kylie Brinson, and I am a program specialist on the Homelessness Housing Funding Team, where I oversee the Home ARP and HOPWA federal funding sources.
Sorry, we are both in the room together, so needed to cancel out that echo. Zach?
Hi, I'm Zach Levitt. I am the Community Development Block Grant Program Manager for the state. Happy to be here.
Dan?
Murphy, I'm with the Yielding Walker Program, which is over both the Home Investment Partnership Program and Housing Trust Fund.
Awesome. And then Calvin.
Hi, my name is Calvin. I am a University of Utah student who is just here for the meeting to see what your public policy is on public housing, that is. So I'm just curious to see.
Awesome. Thank you. Great. Well, I will go ahead and get started introducing the program. So the State of Utah Housing and Community Development Division and the Office of Homeless Services in the Department of Workforce Services are holding a public comment period regarding the 2024 Annual Action Plan. The purpose of this comment period is to help inform the initial draft of the annual action plan. So, comments received during the comment period and at this meeting will help us actually assemble the draft. The annual action plan outlines the priorities and goals for the housing and urban development funded programs administered by the state of Utah for the upcoming year. These programs include the Home Investment Partnership Program, so Home and Home ARP, the Housing Trust Fund Program, the Community Development Block Grant Program, the Emergency Solutions Grant Program, and the Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS Program. This plan covers the 2024 program year that will run from July 1st, 2024 to June 30th of 2025. This plan is an update to the five-year consolidated plan that was published in 2020 and will end at the end of this program year, so in 2024. In program year 2023, the state of Utah received nearly $15.5 million in federal funding for these programs, and an additional $4.1 million was available from previous year's resources. As a required condition of receiving this funding, Utah also provided a $2.3 million match in funding for these programs. We do have copies of the previous consolidated and action plans available online at jobs.utah.gov/housing/reports. You can also contact me if you want to be connected to any of those documents. My email is angamble@utah.gov. In preparation for the creation of the 2024 annual action plan, HCD and OHS are seeking input from the public on what the needs, goals, and priorities are of different communities and households benefited by these funds. No comments have been received during the public comment period. We have done some consultation with partner agencies that also work with housing and community development. And a lot of those comments that they provided on needs were related to the need for housing, preservation of housing, the need for services like transportation and childcare for new communities and new housing, and also bridging the urban and rural divide, providing targeted services that better meet the needs of rural Utah. I'll open it up, Zach and Dan, if you have any other comments from the consultation that you want to add.
No, not really from my side of the shop. If anybody has questions about CDBG specifically, happy to answer them. The Community Development Block Grant, or general trends on what's happening in rural. But no, don't really have anything else to add besides that.
Great. So we'll go ahead and open it up for any comments on community development or housing needs. So Calvin or anyone on the call, if there are questions or comments, just let me know. Yeah, go ahead, Becky.
The report on jobs.utah.gov/housing/reports for annual action plan, is that the current one under consideration, or is that the previous one that had already been approved?
That is the previous plan that had already been approved. We have not yet completed a draft of the annual action plan going into the next year. HUD requires two comment periods. One, to identify what the needs are across the state, and then we'll do a second meeting later this spring to discuss the drafted plan with projects.
Awesome. When will the draft be available for public viewing?
We do not have a date yet. HUD still needs to release the annual allocation numbers for us to include in the plan.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I currently don't have any questions at the moment, but I appreciate the thought, though. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, so we don't have any comments from here in the room on site. Jen, I think that we're going to stop share. I think that we'll go ahead and close the hearing. Okay, thank you all so much for your time. I hope you have a good rest of your days.
Likewise, you too.